You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of my favorite times of year. 4th of July coming up, and George Shea is the commissioner of Major League Eating, and he's on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. And Crowder, over the course of many years of this show, George Shea has been a guest who delivers. He delivers on quality radio content, but he also delivers at quality eating content on ESPN and for those live in attendance at Coney Island. So, George, thank you for making time for us. Obviously, you're 1 week away from the biggest day of the year in Major League Eating, so we know you're busy. So thank you for making time for us.
Thank you for having me. I always love to be on the show, and you're right. We're in the vortex headed for the 4th of July.
So take us a little bit behind the scenes here. There were definitely last year some hurt feelings. And Joey Chestnut and Major League Eating and Nathan's, there was a lot of frayed feelings and frayed relationships. Take us behind the scenes. How did you, Major League Eating, Nathan's, Joey Chestnut, his sponsors, how did you patch it up so that he is back for the hot dog eating contest?
Well, you know, it was really well reported in the media and covered extensively. And what the media said was, you know, that there was a contract dispute over, you know, a rival sponsor and, you know, a back and forth and this and that. I think the media was largely accurate. The one thing that people probably don't know is that all parties were talking until the very last moment, until the 4th of July. We didn't get it together last year, but the conversations continued, and Joey continued to compete in Major League Eating events. And we just kept sort of talking and talking, and it really actually took a long time. But, you know, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, we were all able to come together, and he is going to be there. And I have to say, the fans and media are extremely excited, as am I, and it sort of sets up a very dramatic and triumphant return.
And George, as like the thing with Ace Bailey recently in the NBA draft, he didn't want to go to certain teams, and his team was, you know, they're trying to manipulate the draft, and then Shedeur Sanders with him trying to impress NFL teams, they think they should impress him. Athletes are changing. Are you seeing athletes change in your sport as well?
100%. And I think it comes down to the point where even in competitive eating, which is not as long-standing a sport as football, baseball, basketball, et cetera, you have a star culture, I think everywhere, perhaps in the world, but certainly in the United States, and the eaters recognize that when they gain this position, that they need to be paid for that. And, so there is no one in our world, and I think even culturally in the United States, who's really gained the position that Joey has. In particular, I would say that literally in the United States, an athletic figure, a sports figure, a cultural figure, who has become associated with the 4th of July. I mean, there's, Nathan's has been long associated with the 4th of July, but Joey is now the 4th of July, and that has value.
But even if you take it a step further, is there anyone in sport who dominates their particular sport the way that Joey Chestnut has dominated competitive eating?
I think the answer to that is no. And I think that, a lot of comparisons made with Tom Brady and his championship rings and et cetera, et cetera. But there's no one as dominant as Joey in their individual sport. And as I said, Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, I mean, just go on and on. There are tons and tons of sports heroes, but they are not necessarily American heroes, right? So maybe Simone Biles or, some of the other sort of Olympic athletes. But Joey's connection to the United States of America, I think, is very powerful.
So is he the immediate favorite for next Friday? Like, he comes back, the announcement is made, and the odds just go off the board for him to win it again?
Yes, he is without any question the odds-on favorite to win. Patrick Bertoletti, a good friend of his, ate 58 hot dogs and buns last year. The rumor on the street is that he has upped that number. But has he upped it into the 70s? I don't know about that. But the Vegas odds right now on Joey, the over-under, is 71, which I think, personally, I cannot, as chair of Major League Eating, the world body that governs all stomach-centric sport, I cannot weigh in or wager. But to me, that seems like a very conservative number on that. I suspect a lot of people will be taking the over.
George, you mentioned, fans and Major League Eating are thrilled that Joey's coming back next Friday. But what about his competitors? Are they just excited for the fact that they're going to go up against the best and they want to take down the best? Or are they bummed out because now, the GOAT is back?
Well, I think there's a reality factor. I don't know if they would literally sort of be down about that or bummed out. But last year, all these folks are friends with Joey and as are we. But he was gone. That opened up the contest and it became extremely competitive. So I think you have a situation this year where they begin to think, I just don't know that I'm getting into the 70s. So it changes slightly the disposition of their performance. So, I mean, I do think it has an impact on them. But I do think also, kind of as you say, they will be involved in this sort of semi-historic moment when Joey comes back, right? So we've been very fortunate, and some would say that there's been a lot of sort of machinations behind the scenes, but we've been very fortunate to have a scandal or issue or controversy almost every year, and that drives the media. So last year was deeply unfortunate that he couldn't be there, but on the other hand, we got more press than we had in about 15 years, right? And then, great viewership, a great audience. It's going to be much more this year, right? You're going to really boost it because we've got all this momentum from his return. So I think the event benefits ultimately.
But doesn't the other competitors, with the sports, rest rust argument, George, where hell, he's a year out of Nathan's. Maybe he can't do what he did.
Well, but he did the competition against Kobayashi, though. He was up against maybe even tougher competition. He hasn't been rusty.
Yeah, I don't actually think Kobayashi would beat Pat Bertoletti, but I think it's a very good point. He has been competing even in hot dogs. I was with him. I would just like to let you guys know, in Knoxville just about a month ago when he won the Dead End Barbecue bologna eating championship with 14 pounds of bologna in 10 minutes, which was nothing short of poetic, really. It was spectacular.
Is there an avocado toast record? Because I think I'd like to enter some sort of competition there.
Well, no, but perhaps for you, the Poke Bowl contest. We have almost every kitchen cabinet food, but avocado toast has not happened yet.
Oh, really? So maybe I could start that and do it under the umbrella of Major League Eating, some sort of rev share here, George?
We're always open to ideas like that, and I would be very pleased to hold your arm up as champion of wow. the avocado toast eating champion of the world.
Wow!
Yes.
Now that you
perhaps
say
when
that,
I'm in Florida next, we should do something. We should do it.
Because when I hear that come out of your mouth, raise your arm as the avocado toast eating champion of the world, and it's coming out of the mouth of George Shea, the commissioner of Major League Eating, the face and the voice of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, it gives me chills. I'm not even going to lie. I mean, maybe this is something that we can pursue. I mean, I'm 55, but it's never too old to live out a dream, is it, George?
It is not. You know, it was the day he heard the solemn call to heed the needs of a nation and advance the purpose of the United States. Yes, I would like that very much. And along those lines, I would like to say this. It's a little bit of a departure, but I am hosting and Major League Eating is sanctioning the first ever all goat, like actual goat animal eating contest. They will be eating invasive weeds. And that's the week after the 4th. And you can imagine my excitement, because think of this from a franchise perspective. If we can get beyond the human species into the animal kingdom, think of the opportunity that creates for us. So we will, not only the 4th of July, but the next week, the first ever all animal, goat invasive eating.
And that would be so much better for you as the commissioner of a league, because then you don't have to deal with the personalities like Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi. I mean, you're dealing with animals. They can't voice concerns over pay or whatever.
That's exactly right. And I think they are domesticated animals. And if we get into the wild animals, which obviously just logistically is more difficult, but then I think we'll have trouble.
Sure.
So I'm very excited about that. And I would remind you guys, I know that you recall this, but in 2011, we had the first ever elephant versus human hot dog bun eating contest. And we were destroyed by the elephants. They didn't even know they were in a contest and they destroyed us. And it was a black eye for our species. So like
greyhound racing or horse racing, where now we can bet on the big black goat to win
it
all?
Yes. Well, yes. There's one goat called Butterball who seems to have the edge. I don't know if goats are like cows where they have multiple stomachs, but if that's the case, then obviously they have an advantage over humans. I don't think humans should be eating against goats.
Competition, though, shouldn't you know the digestive system of the animals competing?
Well, that presumes that I'm a responsible individual who focuses on details. I'm going to roll up to the goat eating contest with my hat and think about what I say on the subway. But it's a very good cause, because it's for Riverside Park in New York City, which is a great park. And so it's pro bono, in which case that's Latin for less preparation on my part.
I can confirm, by the way, goats do have multiple stomachs, George. They do, in fact, have multiple stomachs.
Look at that. Even less work that you have to do now, George.
Thank you. I don't know whether that was ChatGPT or Google, but that's very helpful. Less work.
Consider that my resume, me turning my resume for the research department at Major League Eating.
Yes.
Who's the biggest breakout crossover star in competitive eating history? Is it Joey Chestnut? I guess Kobayashi, you could make an argument because he was under your umbrella. Or is it Badlands Booker, who is at this level of subscriptions on YouTube, and he was on America's Got Talent, and he seems to be all over the place as well. Who's the biggest breakout star who was ever currently or once under the Major League Eating umbrella.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So Badlands is certainly up there. It would be Matt Stoney, who was a young man, started at 18 in our sport. And I was with him. We were in a layover. We were both going to a contest in the hinterland somewhere. And he said to me, we were hanging out at the airport, young guy, sweet guy. And he said, I may start like a YouTube channel. And if I could get like 100,000 followers, I could make some real money. And I said, you know, that sounds great. Good luck on that. Like, you know, heartfelt. And then right now he has 16.5 million followers on YouTube, and obviously yes, 16.5, and he makes millions of dollars a year. Badlands has 3.5, 3.6 million. He's making a significant amount of money. He's well known. I was with Badlands in Coney Island. We were doing like a rap video. It's of course my rapping is atrocious and embarrassing, but that's what we were doing. A kid came up to us. He was shaking, literally shaking. He was so excited to meet Badlands. Now, Badlands has made his real fame. He's been eating since 1997, but his fame came in chugging, and he is right, the chugging champion of the world this year. And this is breaking news. I don't know if you have like a ticker sound or something, but this is breaking news.
We do. We don't know how to play it, but we do. Just rest assured that we have one.
Okay, very good. Well, nonetheless, breaking news, Badlands will be attempting to chug 2 gallons of Nathan's lemonade, which has never been done. And I don't believe it could be done, whether your stomach is human or goat. I mean, it's just going to require a lot of capacity.
You know, I was thinking about this when I was preparing, and I use the term preparing loosely, for your appearance today, because I was going to ask about avocado toast for myself. What about some sort of chugging competition for Alfredo sauce, which is where Crowder could come in because he loves Alfredo sauce. And I wonder, has Badlands ever, you know, chugged a gallon of Alfredo sauce? And how would that work out?
Badlands has not, but I think it's just a matter of not having the opportunity. He would absolutely do that. And I fear, Crowder, that he would beat you soundly. Like, I've seen him just down, like, just enormous amounts of fluid. It doesn't have to be actually a drink or a water. But also, you bring up something where we touch on the eating style used for baked beans, which is not chewing and not eating, but actually to pour the baked beans into your mouth and essentially drink them. And I believe the record is 10 pounds held by Gideon Oji, 10 pounds of baked beans in 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Ooh. Almost like a boba tea, right? That would have the consistency of just downing those boba pellets. Well,
arena of Alfredo sauce. That is a little bit more viscous.
I'm going to start practicing.
Yeah, you should. Well, you eat plenty of Alfredo sauce, so consider yourself already training for this.
Underdogs win all the time. What, Russia, U.S. in the Olympics? Come on now.
Right, you never know what can happen.
Never know.
Yeah. George Shea, tell everybody how they can watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest next Friday.
So it will be on ESPN. The women's will be on ESPN 3 live. Then they will recap that on the men's, which takes place at 12 noon Eastern. And it will be on various different ESPN channels at that time. And then they re-air that two or three times that day and then again the next day. But if you want to come in off the beach or from wherever you are and watch it at 3 or 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, they're re-airing it.
Mickey Sudo, still the odds-on women's favorite?
51 hot dogs and buns, which was more than Kobayashi ate when he first broke the record in the U.S. and astounded our country. She's going to be trying to break that record. Last year, when Joey was out, Patrick Bertoletti ate 58. She wanted to compete against the men because she would have come in like third. She thought she might be able to win. She would still come in third or fourth in the men's contest. That's how good she is.
Will the GOATs contest be separated by gender?
No. The goats eat at the table just like a family, men and women alike. And
female goats, or is goats one? I don't know. Why are you going to yell at me, Crowder? Well, because
they make babies.
Well, no, but don't they call like a cow a something and a steer is the other or whatever? Like, so I thought maybe a goat was the male and a mule.
No, there may be something that we should be on Google right now, because I think you're quite right. Like there's a name for a male goat, but there will be male and female goats. It is my understanding. And my understanding is superficial, that the female goat is bigger than the male goat, just like a spider or something like that.
Interesting. That is really, it is truly fascinating. I love the inner workings. I love the fact that he's got time for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, which is a national event. I mean, it really signifies summer and 4th of July, yet he's also got enough time to devote to these goats eating. And what are they eating again, the goats?
They'll be eating invasive weeds, and I want to point out that I'm giving back. I'm giving back in this case, and I always appreciate. I like to give back because I can determine how much I give, and it's not often that much, and so it's really my job in life. It's really a ministry. It's really a public service, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Right, fantastic. Will the goats have names? Like, will I just be pointing at a goat?
The problem with the goat arena, the sector of our sport, is that people are indulging in cute names like Malamar and Butterball. And that's the nicknames, unless you have a really good nickname, like, for instance, one I made up for the Eaters, the Red Horse of Death. I'm not going to use those on the 4th of July. Like, Joe... the stomach Manchetti or something, not going to happen, but in the, I cannot do anything unless I were to rename the goats, because it's not a nickname. It is the name Malamar. So I'm not really sure. That's just where we are.
Right. Well, it's at the nascent stages of this goat eating contest, but 10 years from now, I mean, we'll be talking about the red goat of death and it could be a combat sport. Who knows? George Shea, he is the commissioner of Major League Eating. I feel like he is just kindred spirit when it comes to the tenor of this show, but I really am excited. 1 week from today, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on Coney Island. You can watch it on ESPN, and it is the return after a 1-year absence of Joey Chestnut, a true American hero. George, good luck with the contest. And as always, we appreciate your time.
I was very fun to talk to you guys, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah. When's the goat thing? Because I want to have you on before and after that. I really want to get into that. When is that?
The goat is the Saturday after the 4th of July. But I will hit you with any breaking news we have. You will be the first to know.
Yeah.
You got some today, but I'll keep you posted.
Please. Appreciate that. Thank you, George.
Thank you.
All right, George Shea from Major League Eating. I mean, just, I love living in that world, his world.
There's a species of animal. That's what it's called.
Well, no. If I say, is it a male bull or a female bull, you would go, no, there is no female bull.
A bull is a male cow.
Is it?
A cow is a male cow. It's like deer.
Are we sure?
There's deer, there's bucks and does, but they're both deer.
We know
deer.
That for sure.
Yes, we know it. I'm telling you this fact.
Because there's horses, there's fillies, there's mares.
No, they're horses.
Are they?
There's also species that can turn into another sex in order to reproduce. I believe the seahorse is one of them in the ocean, Crowder. So maybe the goat. Is similar in that fact.
Parrotfish can do it too. Mm. Goats aren't changing their sex.
Says who?
Says the God.
Well, we'll see what we'll see what George Shea has to say after the Saturday after the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.